It's been a while since I missed an entire week, but my last week was crazy. And I know sometimes people talk about how busy they are, and I don't think they're usually bragging, but you know, you're like, well, I'm busy too. But last week, I had performances and theater stuff every day. I was at the theater most mornings by around 7:30 or so, and then I would come home usually between 11 and midnight. And that was really all week long until Friday when I had to do the final three Jagged Little Pills. But it all went well, so that's good. But yeah, it was a week of improv, stuff with Comedy Sports, and then a weekend of Jagged Little Pill. And yeah, wow. Tired, but alive, and lived to tell the tale.
Your Daily Lex.
This podcast, but living to tell the tale. Yeah. So Jagged Little Pill, I'm very, very happy with what I did there. It was a good experience. Annoyingly, and I think that's the best word I can use, most theaters where I have done shows do not participate in the Perry Awards, which are local New Jersey community theater awards. This theater does, and so I know that the Perry Award reviewers were there. And I've been in a Perry nominated show before, Bat Boy, at a different theater. But this one, I was like, boy, this is a really good show. And like, I did a pretty good job. Like, should I get a Perry? And I don't want to think about that at all. So I'm looking forward to a few days from now when I forget all about it. Because that's much healthier. The most, you know, challenging, I guess, thing for me with Jack and Little Pill was, this scene where I had to come out crying. And, I would do a pretty good job of getting ready. Everybody would leave me alone backstage. I would get into the right state and I would come out and cry about my wife's overdose and sing her a song while crying in the hospital, make Sierra cry, as I've talked about on this podcast. And, you know, I don't know. I am not a trained actor in the sense of like, I'm not method, or I didn't study Meisner or read Uta Hagen. So I think about sad things and think about how this character would feel in that moment, and like try to use those feelings of potential sadness to get to the right place. And it worked out pretty well. But I won't miss it because it is draining. I will say the final night of the show, you know, I like to start the song and be sad and be crying. And then by the end of the song, I've pulled myself together. And when I was looking into the wings where the ensemble sings along with the song, they're not on stage for it, but they sing backup in it. I saw many emotional ensemble members who were sad because the show was coming to a close. And I understand that emotion. I feel that emotion. Not enough to cry, but seeing all those people crying made it like, hey, I'm not going to stop crying. Now I'm just Lex sad too. Cause it's not fun to see your friends cry. So I would say that Steve was a little bit more cry-ish in that number than he typically is on the final show, but it all worked out great. And the improv stuff was just such a blast. And boy, I wish I would do only improv if I could. But there's a part of my ego that needs to perform for bigger crowds. And community theater can get, you know, even an undersold community theater show can have 150 people there, whereas a sold out typical Comedy Sports match can have 50 people. and if it's not sold out, then you might have 20 or 30 people, which is still an okay improv show. But and I love doing improv. I think I'm better at it than I am at acting in a scripted thing, frankly. But I just love having an audience sometimes too. So yeah, I have nothing additional in the community theater world on my plate at the moment. No shows to promote, nothing I'm thinking about yet. I have some shows that I'm looking at for early next year. I was asked to audition for some shows, which is always very nice. Don't know exactly what I'll do next. But the Comedy Sports stuff was just such a blast. It was the World Championships. New Jersey won, way to go. It was, you know, I did a lot of tech related things for this championship as well, by which I mean, the scoreboard is software that I do. And I was getting many, many requests to tweak the software in various ways, which we did. And we, it looked great for the championships. I got to operate the scoreboards at times. And then I got to referee a match. I got to referee a championship match, and I never know if I'm going to be able to be funny as the referee. And then somehow it always works out where you get a chance to be funny as the referee. The referee's job is not to be funny, right? Your job is to make the other people look great. You want the players in a Comedy Sports match to look great, and you want to keep things moving, and it's not your job to be hilarious. And I don't see it as my job to be hilarious when I'm the referee, but you still, if you can find chances to be funny, you want to. And I think it did. So it worked out. So it was all great. Anyway, I didn't do any episodes of this show last week because I was never home. And I'm hoping to catch up on sleep now. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Monday. And that's all I got. Goodbye.
Lex.